This is Tanya Lynn with the Sistership Circle podcast. From spirituality, sexuality, and sisterhood to business, relationships, contribution, and creativity, the Sistership Circle podcast introduces a new model of feminine leadership where women get real and vulnerable about it all. Tune in for authentic advice that will empower you to be bold, beautiful, and brilliant as your true self. I am so excited to have this conversation today with our special guest, Natalie Chapon, who believes a woman is most compelling when her style is a reflection of her unique essence. She blends her inherited French aesthetics and formal image consulting training to help her clients look and feel their best by aligning their inner and outer beauty. She is among an elite group of image consultants trained in the Suzanne Cagle method of color and style analysis. There is a waiting list for her private sessions where she works from thousands of colors to create a custom palette that will transform each client's wardrobe and help her look her best every day. After working with Natalie, her clients experience a visible increase in their confidence, beauty, and radiance. Natalie is sought after internationally as an engaging speaker, inspiring audiences of all sizes to up-level their image. She lives in the South San Francisco Bay Area with her husband and young son. She adores taking women on shopping trips to Paris and leads divinely feminine retreats in a castle in the south of France. Yes, please. So I am just absolutely thrilled because we have known each other for a while. I mean, I don't even know how long we've known each other on Facebook, but it's been a while since we've connected. And yeah. She was in my thoughts and then boom, she popped up on Facebook and this gorgeous, stunning image of her. And I said, hey, come on the show. We've got to talk about color and style and really aligning our inner and outer beauty. So thank you for being here. I'm so excited for us to have this conversation today.
Thank you for having me, Tanya. I'm so excited because, as you said, we've been in each other's worlds for a long time, but you know, it's good to really connect and go deeper. So
yeah. So I'd love for you to just share a little bit about your own journey into radiance, because I really believe that as feminine leaders, you know, we are modeling what we are then putting out there in the world. And you, I mean, it's just like this image, right? It just captured me. And I've really felt that within you is that you are truly embodying your work. And you are embodying the radiance that you're helping your clients with. And so I'd love for us to start there with your journey into your own radiance.
Thank you. You know, I love that you said that because to me, it's not a job. Like it's not something I do. It's something I live. It's a way of life. And I believe that that's the only way to be, because otherwise, if I like said to my clients, okay, you got to do this, and then I'm not doing it, it's incongruent and it's not aligned, so it doesn't transmit well. So of course, for me, that's like a given. Of course, I have to walk my talk. And my journey into this work really came out of necessity for me. I was at a training. So my background is in holistic health, and so Ayurvedic medicine is what I did for a while. I had a practice and I loved it. It was amazing. I got great results with my clients, but I didn't know how to get clients. You know, as an entrepreneur, I'd never learned that. So I was like struggling and just spinning my wheels, and I kept investing in different trainings. And one day I was in and thinking, okay, this next training, that's the answer, you know? And one day I was in one of those trainings. I was learning how to be a speaker, and we did an exercise that changed my life. So we had to stand up in front of three other people, and based on our image, they told us, we think you're worth such amount per hour. Right?
Wow.
So already, like, the exercise is like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to be judged on my image, but okay. So I stand up and I'm assessed, and the results come in and they say to me, well, based on your appearance, and it's your presence really, and what you're wearing, we think you're worth $25 to $35 an hour. Ouch, right? So at that time already, I was already charging $100 to $150 an hour. And it wasn't like I was wearing yoga pants and Birkenstocks either, you know, but there was something about my image that hadn't, it wasn't aligned with my essence. And because of that, it's like I hadn't stepped into my power. And so no wonder I kept struggling. And I realized in that moment, I said, there is nothing else I can do in my business. No other training course, no amount of sales training or marketing or whatever that will make a difference for me until I've reached the gap, until my perceived value and my actual price of my offerings is a match. And around that time, I met these two people, and there was something special about them, Tanya. I was like, who are these people? They were so magnetic and compelling and confident and powerful and just charismatic. People just were drawn to them, right? And I was like, whatever these two people have, I want that. So I talked to them. I was like, what have you been doing? You know, how did you get to be this way? I want that for myself. And they said, well, we worked with this woman, and she did our color analysis. She did our style design. She you know, read our essence, and she gave us these tools, and she took us shopping, and she just transformed our outer appearance. But in the process of that transformation on the outside, it created a shift on the inside. And so I was like, that's the answer. That's my next step. And at the time, I was struggling financially, so I didn't have the money. It was thousands and thousands of dollars to work with this woman, but I just knew it was my next step. So like, I'm putting on a credit card. I don't care. I'm doing it. And so I did. I worked with her, and that totally changed my life. When I received the work, I felt like all this power came back to me and this deeper understanding and knowledge about who I am. And for the first time, I felt like I could actually appreciate my own beauty. Like, for the first time in my life, I could appreciate that I have an oval face. You know, and I was like, oh, my cheeks are too fat. Or, you know, like things like that we do as women, it's ridiculous, but just we don't accept what is. But with this tool and this knowledge and understanding, I was able to accept what is. And now I knew, okay, how to best adorn my body. Like, what are the best colors for me? What are the best shapes, you know, and have fun with it and be creative with it. And it's changed everything, like everything. Because I think the biggest shift, and this is the last thing I'll say, and then I'll let you talk. The biggest shift for me was, before I was like striving, like I was like looking for clients and looking for things. And it was this outward kind of like grasping, going for it, more of a masculine, got to go make it happen kind of thing. And it was not working. And once I got this alignment created inside of me, inside and outside of me, the shift happened that now I started to attract things to me. So it's like I got anchored into my feminine, and things just started to come to me as if by magic, and my life just turned around overnight, pretty much. You know, like, you know, my business took off, I found my husband, you know, like just everything just unlocked for me. So it was a big sense. And so then I realized, I was like, oh my God, this is a missing link for so many women in our space. And I knew I had to like learn how to do it. And that's what I've done the past 5 years. I've dedicated my life to this work, and now I help people all over the world with it. So.
Mm. Wow. I mean, it's so true. And this is, I think, the piece that is just so, it feels like it's just so alive in the collective consciousness of women, is how do we do this feminine way? You know, like that's what I hear everywhere, is how do we, like, what is this feminine way? And it just feels so mysterious, but you really talked about it, and it's your radiance, and it's you bringing the inner and outer beauty and having it all be an alignment and a match. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And I think it's something that, you know, there's a lot of talk about inner beauty. Right. And, mm-hmm. You know, especially in the spiritual world, it's all about the inner peace. But it's how do we have both, you know, because our outer appearance is how the world perceives us, right?
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about inner and outer beauty coming together, and what you learned and what you can share with women today about that.
Yeah, it's so good. So what I learned in my journey and what I now teach my clients is that I had to really learn this, because it's like there's so much noise out there. We're being bombarded with so many images and messages around that we're not enough, or we need to be more this or that. So it's almost like the first thing was like, okay, I had to like silence the noise of everything, the output, you know, the stuff that's coming in from outside in, and become empowered around what's true. And so what I learned was that we are made of different, from a color perspective, pigments. You know, so like, for example, your hair color, Tanya, and mine are different. Your eye color and mine are different, right? So I have my own hair color. Then my skin tone is as it is, and yours is different. And then my blush tone. So the five personal colors are skin tone, blush tone, eye color, hair color, and then red. Everyone has red because everyone has blood. So for some people, it's like a very strong fire engine red. For some of us, it's more like a burgundy, or for some people, it's more like a coral, right? So there's a wide variety of reds, but everyone has one. And those five colors really make, they inform the way that the rest of the palette is created. It's a harmony, because everything you want to wear needs to be resonant with who you are, right? You're familiar with the concept of resonance. Things are either like supporting and aligning with who you are, or they're not. So it's like music, right? Because color is vibration. So it's like music that you love, love, love. And when you hear it, it makes you feel like peaceful and happy and, you know, just like supported. So for, you know, what's the kind of music that makes you feel like that, Tanya? Like, where you just, when you hear it, just makes you like, like, I love this.
Oh, there's a lot of music.
Pick one. It could be anything. It doesn't matter. It's for the example.
Like a song?
Either a song or a genre.
I've been really into like kind of bassy, a little bit electronic, bassy, like deep, kind of almost glitchy. Just, I can feel it like really low in my lower chakras.
Yeah, like, so that's like super grounding.
And
like,
yes. Yeah.
Like, cool. So that's like, that's a music that you're in harmony with, and it does for you. It's like supports you, right?
Yep.
And then now, what's the kind of music that you just can't stand? I mean, if you hear this, like nails on a chalkboard, you're like, ah, stop it.
Oh God, like heavy metal.
Like heavy metal. Yeah. Yeah. That's like pretty much the number one answer I can ask that question. heavy metal. Ah. So dissonant, discordant, it's saturated. It's just like, oh my God, please stop it. Right. So the right colors, when you wear them, have the effect of that music that you love, that bass electronic, kind of like it's supportive. And the wrong colors, because they're not in harmony with who you are, they have the effect on your physical system, on your physiology even, of the heavy metal. But because it's more subtle, we don't even realize it. So we think it's all about like, oh, what am I going to wear? Do I look good in this? Yes, but it's deeper than that, right? It's deeper than that, because it creates either alignment or dissonance. So that's one thing I learned. And then, so color is one half of the equation, you know, one half of the coin, and then there's everything else. And that's texture, like how much texture. Texture is like what you feel when you take your hand and you rub it on something. What do you feel underneath? Is it rugged? Is it soft? And same for you. So it's all about this. The principle of the work I do is all about looking at what's true for you and mirroring it out on the outside. So it's totally aligned with who you are. And it has nothing to do with what's in fashion, what the trend is this year, what the colors of the year are, nothing. So you can like tune that out. And yeah, you only need to know that because what's true for you is like, okay, well, if your colors are not in the season, okay, well, you just have to wait a little longer to find something, right? But don't make yourself wear the season of the year because it's trendy. If it's not resonant with who you are and it doesn't make you feel amazing and look amazing, then why bother, you know? So it's super empowering to like say, hey, fashion industry, I don't care. Like, you know, it really is like, it's nothing to do with us. It's all about, you know, they're trying to sell us more stuff, but we can totally ignore it. So I like that part. Super empowering. And so texture, contrast, like how much contrast do you have between your hair and your skin? For example, what are your shapes? What is your silhouette? What are the shape, you know, the shape in you? What is the shape of your face? You know, all those elements. And when you learn what those are for you, and, you know, to my clients, I give them a color palette that they can take in the store and they can see, oh, these are my colors. And they don't even look at the rest. So 90% of the stuff in the store, they don't look at. They just go for their colors. So they save a ton of time and energy and mental energy too. So did I answer your question?
Yeah, that. I mean, and the other piece I was just present to is just, you know, I mean, it's coming out more and more about these basically fake looking supermodels on these magazines, you know, as part of this fashion industry where they are, they're not real. Like these images are not real. And we're seeing this, you know, more and more as these photoshopped images come into play. And so it's like, if we could actually just block that out, because it is so disempowering to us as women to look at the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. And it just makes us feel bad about ourselves, you know? And I even read this thing about magazines, these fashion magazines, like all they're doing is having you feel bad about yourself. So
that's how you buy stuff, right?
Yeah.
When you feel bad, you're like, okay, I need the solution. I need to fix this. Oh, this cream is going to help me, or this, you know, new makeup that's coming out, or this whatever. Oh, if I buy something that's a brand, you know, let me get a Prada, you know, whatever. It's like, it's not even, it doesn't work, right? It's like maybe like a short fix of like, oh, we feel good, like temporarily of like, oh yeah, I got my cool new thing. And then we put it on and it's like, still, it doesn't work. And so they are counting on us to keep doing that again and again, because it's an industry. They're just doing their job of like making us desire a product and buy it. But when we are empowered and we know, and this is such a great point, and I'm so glad you brought it up, because it's true, we tend to compare ourselves with an ideal of beauty that's not even real. There's no way for us to win. And the true radiance, like the thing you were speaking about, and my journey around becoming the radiant woman that I've become has been a journey of deeper self knowledge and deeper self love along the way. Like, I'm not perfect, far from it. Like, one of the things I have is I have a lot of cellulite in my thighs and my butt. And for a long time, I hated that. Like, I was just like ashamed of it. And my husband says, what did you say? It's cute. It's cute. My husband says it's cute. So he doesn't care, right? He likes me. He loves me. But I would be really ashamed of like being in a bathing suit, or I would always cover up, you know, that kind of thing. And I've learned to just, okay, so I have cellulite and it's okay. And if I could just be free in my body and love and accept it with all of its imperfections, the only one that suffers if I don't accept it is me. People don't really care, you know? I'm not going to be a bathing suit model, but I don't want to be a bathing suit model, right? So there's that element of like the deeper, and I know it sounds cliche, like deeper self-love and appreciation. Like if we knew how to do this, we would all do it, right? So it's just a journey along the way. And I think the biggest key in that is really knowledge and empowerment of really looking at what's true for you, what is the most flattering, and the most resonant with you. And when you have that knowledge and understanding, it's easy to love yourself. It becomes easier. I'll just say that. It's not easy. It becomes easier. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for all of that, because I think it's just so important of, you know, we can, you know, it's easy to think, well, if I'm focused on my outer beauty, then I'm not being spiritual. I'm not focused on the inside. But what you're speaking to is that alignment and really having the inner and outer be a reflection of each other. And it's coming from authenticity, which I think is huge.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So one of the things that you do that I remember when you started this a few years back, taking women into Paris, right? Or taking women to the south of France for these retreats. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to hear about that, because it's why France? I mean, other than you are French, right? But why France? Like, what is it about this country that is alluring? And what happens on your retreats?
Yeah, such a good word. So France as a country, and yes, I am from France. So when I was looking at what do I love to do that I want to share with my clients, shopping in Paris is high on the list, right? And you know, I take people shopping here too, obviously, because I live in California, so I do take people shopping in the Bay Area. And there was definitely an element of like, oh my God, like I'm taking you shopping here, and if I could just have you in Paris, like, we could do so much more, because what we're able to find there is different. And when I'm working with up-leveling, you know, because I work a lot with women who are entrepreneurs, they're speakers, workshop leaders, they're doing, you know, they're on stage, they're on videos, and they really want to up-level their image. I had this thought of like, oh my God, I could do so much more if you were with me in Paris. So that was one thought I had. And one of the appeal of France is it's a very sensual country. Mm. The pace is slower there. And when we, you know, as a woman, when you think about being in your radiance, there's an element of slowness, like things slow down. We just kind of slow down, and we just get to like enjoy and feel with our five senses. Right, that's what sensuality is about. It's like becoming aware of the sensations on our skin, or the smells, and you know, the sounds, and it's like this sensual experience. And France is magnificent at that. The attention to detail, the beauty everywhere. It's just, we really appreciate beauty in France, and so that was another reason. And the other, and so what I do in the retreats is we start in Paris, and we go shopping for a couple of days, one in a, you know, department store. And then we have all my favorite boutiques for different, you know, have all these vendors that I connect with and for very specific things. So we do that first. And then we do a photo shoot in Paris, because that's really fun. And it's really nice for women to see their beauty being reflected back to them in that light. For some of them, it's like they see the pictures and they're like, oh my God, is that really me? And it is really them. We don't, you know, it's not Photoshopped and it's them, but they look so beautiful and so radiant, so happy. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a positive loop of reinforcement of like, yes, it's really me. And then they feel better and their radiance expands. So we do that, and then we go to the south of France, and that's where we spend time in the castle. But the castle is in a very strategic place. The castle is in the area where Mary Magdalene, it's near where Mary Magdalene had spent time. So the legend says that after the crucifixion, she fled to Egypt, and she was there for 7 to 12 years, the accounts vary. And then she came to the south of France, and she preached and healed and just spread the gospel of Jesus as he had taught it, right? So universal love and Christ consciousness and all this. And so she was there for a long time. And there's these caves there that she, where she had spent time. And so I take the women kind of like on a pilgrimage to the caves, and we do ritual in the caves. And so it's a reclaiming of our divine feminine. And it's a beautiful way to just, you know, reclaim our outer beauty and the glamour of Paris. And then we go deep into healing the feminine inside of us and healing the sisterhood. And, you know, it's just, it's really beautiful. And so that's why I do it in that way and in that order. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that sounds amazing. And, yeah, it's incredible. how our environment can evoke and activate. And so actually going to this sacred place and going to Paris can help to awaken that radiance, both on the inner and outer layers of ourselves. So, wow, so glad you're doing this work. So as we're wrapping up, how do, you know, there might be women who are like, oh my God, I want to go on the next retreat. So how can, what's your website? Do you have anything that you'd like to share with the women today?
Sure. I have a gift for women. I created a digital swag bag that has a few elements in it. The first one is a report. It's a PDF. It's not very long, but it has really a lot of good information. And it's around colors that are suitable for you and colors that are not. So I kind of give you a little tutorial so you can best understand what might work for you and what it may not work. So it's a great starting point. So I recommend you go get that. And there's two additional gifts in the same swag bag. So you just have to put your name and email one time, and I'll give you the link in a moment. So you get the report about the colors. And then there's a sheet that helps you create your outfits. Let's say you have a big event. And you're like, what am I going to wear? You know, how many times do we ask ourselves that question? What am I going to wear? So I created a sheet that is a little play sheet, and it helps you plan out your outfit. And then the third one is for those of you who do speaking engagements, I found that, in preparation to have the most, lucrative and, successful speaking engagement or event, there's 10 things you need to do for the best outcome. And so, and this is because I speak a lot, and so I created it for myself, and I'm sharing it with you as well. So it's a checklist of 10 items to make sure that your speaking it goes the best possible. And so you can find this digital swag bag at, so it's my name, and I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to spell it. So it's nataliechaperon.com, and it's NATHALIE CHAPRON.com/swag, SWAG. So that's the URL.
Perfect. And we'll have that in the show notes, cool, ladies, so that you just click that, on the page. Wow. Well, thank you so much for being here with us and sharing your gift with all of us. And ladies, you know, if you're wanting some help here, I highly recommend going and checking out the swag bag. Thank you.
Yeah, that was so welcome. Much. Thank you, Tanya. And I just want to acknowledge you for a moment before we sign off, because you model leading with authenticity. I mean, your post and what you share in the world, it's so authentic and it's so real and sometimes really raw. And I'm in awe of what you are, how you're showing up, because I think it's easy for us as leaders to hide or to just say the partial truth and to, you know, just stay like, I can't possibly share that. But because you're modeling this, it gives all of us permission to do the same. And I just think it's rare and it's precious, and I really, really appreciate it. So thank you, Tanya.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right, well, ladies, and be sure to go grab your swag bag and then join us for the next podcast episode. Thank you.